All right, ready to ride. Finally, some Saturday football. I don't know who's fired up about it, but I sure am. I can't remember a season where you go the whole month of October and not have a Saturday game. I think it's the first normal week. When I say normal week, Monday's truly a Monday practice, or Wednesday's truly a Wednesday practice. You travel on Friday and you play a game on Saturday. I think it's the first time we've had that since September 20th, so it's been a while. And the first time we're going to have a day game all season. So every game we've had up to this point, all seven games, have been at night. And this will be our first day contest of the year, so we're excited about that. And, you know, over that stretch, I've had three Thursday games in a row. I finished 2-1 in those three Thursday night games. And the last one, the night of the Boneyard, just going back to Tulsa, you know, I thought the offense performed really, really well. I had 568 yards. Total offense, you've seen those guys starting to come along. It's about this time last year we saw the offense really go to work and doing that. And 268 rushing yards led by London Montgomery. It's nice to see him get going. Popped a long one in there, I think 50-plus yards. Certainly knew he had that in him, but to see that, you know, come out on game day. And another strong performance by Caton, over 300 yards again passing the ball. Anthony had a couple touchdowns, hitting down the field a couple times, stretched the field. Nick Massey was special teams player week. Following the Tulsa game, and had a strong performance. Mike Wright, you saw him in several different spots out there, offensively, receiver, running back, quarterback, and then defensively got him on the field as well. So he's starting to, you know, be a guy that we can truly depend on in several areas and a guy that we thought we would have there. Defensively, you know, probably didn't perform to our standard or the standard we set here earlier in the season, but I thought overall they did the things we needed to do to win a ball game. You know, they continued to up front, especially to, you know, push the pocket around, make some tackles for loss. I think we had 10 TFLs and 5 sacks. Preston Carr and Ryan Rosenberg kind of leading that group up front. So seems like forever ago since the Tulsa game. I think we got 16 days between the Tulsa game and the Temple game here. So during the bye week, we just spent some time on making sure we reset, recovery, refreshing, kind of get back to being healthy and those type of things. You know, not only physically, but just kind of mentally reset too. So took some time away. But did practice last week, practiced last Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Took some time off this past weekend and then got back to being ahead today. And I think the advantage you have in a bye week is you can work ahead of your opponent. You're really focused on your next opponent, where your opponent, in this case Temple, was really focused on their opponent, Tulsa. So they're kind of their first day of work is yesterday or today of looking at us, and we've had a whole week to look at them. So that's played a big advantage for us. But Temple is a very, very good football team. Could easily, you know, they're 5-3 right now, I believe. Could easily be 6-2. You know, had a chance to beat Navy, an undefeated Navy. Scored at the end of the game. If they probably just, you know, put the ball in the middle of the field and kick a field goal, they'd probably win that football game and are sitting here, you know, already bowl eligible in the top of our conference. You know, offensively, they're averaging 33 points a game, about 175 on the ground, about 216 in the air. The most impressive thing is their turnover margin this season. They've only turned the ball over one time all season. The quarterback has zero interceptions. And they've only had one fumble. And then on the other side of the ball, they've gained 11. So done a pretty good job with that. I think offensively, Evan Simon, quarterback we played against last year, he's a veteran. He's a transfer from Rutgers. I believe he's a fifth-year senior. He's doing a really good job of commanding that offense, operating the offense, not only making good decisions with the football in the air, but I think in the ground game too. He's adding to that with his legs, whether it be in the scramble or just the zone read type stuff. He's pulling the football down and doing some good things with it. You know, the tailback, I think he just went over 3,000 yards, Jay Ducker, 3,000 yards in his career. He does a really good job. He's got 5'10", 210 pounds, a thick kid in there, does a really good job on the inside zone, mid-zone plays, and, you know, had some big runs throughout the season. The backup had a big run Saturday as well, and Hunter Smith. I think the tight end is probably one of the best tight ends we've seen this year. I think Tulsa had a really good tight end. This kid might even be a little better. He's bigger. He's listed at 6'6", 265. I think he's caught about 25 balls this year and doing a really good job. And then number 11, Holloway, had 3 receiving touchdowns on Saturday against Tulsa. So on the defense side of the ball, it's led by Brian Smith, the defense coordinator. I thought, you know, he was at Rice previously. And gives you different multiple looks, 4 down, 3 down, 3 high safety, and doing some things there. He's holding opponents to 189 yards in the air. So, obviously, Caton's doing a really good job in the air right now, throwing the ball around. But you know, giving multiple looks, doing some things over there defensively. I think the pass rusher up front for them is Cameron Stewart. We got to keep an eye on and know where he's at in some passing situations. Then in the special teams game, Their place kicker's got good range. They attempted a 61, 62-yard kick against Georgia Tech. Just fell short. He had a 53 or 54-yard field goal this past weekend in Hardin. And then their punter, I think he's one of the one of the best punters in our league and did a really good job of pinning Tulsa deep inside the five-yard line twice this weekend. And then return man, number 17, Bermudez, is explosive back there. I think he has a big return against UTSA. I think that one had a penalty flag on it. Got a little loose for about 10 yards this past weekend against Tulsa, and then had some big returns against Charlotte. I think he's averaged about 15 yards return. So, all in all, a very good football team. Coach Casey Killer is, a veteran at this thing. He's been around a long time, does a heck of a job, and just really has turned that whole program around up there. He's gotten excitement back in, got those guys playing hard, and respect the heck out of what he's done up there in a short amount of time. And certainly we got to, have our A game ready to go and be ready to ride and play our best football of the season. So looking forward to it, looking forward to back to a Saturday game and looking forward to a day game. So this time we'll go with any questions.
Coach, 16 days between games, a long time. How do you balance, obviously, getting the guys fresh, but also going live to keep kind of that game speed so when it ramps back up, they're ready for it?
Yeah, thanks, Stephen, for the question. My 16 days of the bye week here, I watched a lot of October baseball. I don't know how that went for you, but for me, I thought it was pretty good to see Trey Savage and Hoffman and those guys really dealing and getting to the World Series. I know it was a heartbreaker for you, so I apologize, but I think we're all, as Pirate fans, pretty happy about it and enjoying watching that. But, yeah, I think you have 16 days off, and the big challenge is to make sure you're recovery, refresh, reset, all those things. But when you go out to play, it's not like you haven't played for 16 days. You're picking up back where you left off. And I think some of that is resetting and refreshing and making sure you are, back in that mode. And then we just got to, foot on the gas. It's a normal practice week. Make sure we're going to practice some physical. Make sure we're practicing fast. And make sure we're preparing to win. Make sure we're earning the right to win. No different than any other week. So you'll do some good-on-good things like normal. I think the best thing we've done is get ahead of ourselves a little bit and have time to do that and still, staying fresh. And, come Saturday, we got to make sure we're ready to go, foot on the gas, start fast.
Coach, Temple's a team that's put some points on the board this year. Defensively, what are kind of the keys to stopping them attack?
Yeah, I think they're averaging about 33 points a game, and I think it starts with the run, run game for them. They've done a really good job of that throughout the season. But Saturday, they hit it through the air. They're explosive plays down the field, and I thought they took more shots down the field. After a made first down or in the shot zone, he's putting the ball down the field. So we got to do a good job staying on top of those receivers and having a plan for that, and then at the same time make sure we shut down the run game. So they're a very balanced attack and doing a better job, especially later in the season here, of doing that. But we got to do a great job tackling. I think we've done a pretty good job tackling up to this point. I think that running back's a load. And quarterback certainly can pull and hurt you. So we got to be sound in our responsibilities and certainly stay on top of the pass game at the same time.
Coach, you mentioned turnover margin.
Yeah.
That's just something that's standing out as far as nationwide for them in that category. That means zero picks for a quarterback this time of year.
Yeah.
But I mean, what are you telling your guys as far as the importance of that
Yeah, you get into November and you've got a quarterback who hadn't turned the ball over all season. That's pretty special, and that's a big, huge, reason for their success at this point. And only one fumble. They put the ball on the ground a few other times. Just they do a good job of swarming to the ball and recovering it and knocking it out of bounds. I think Simon did that on Saturday. But for us, it's about playing the way we want to play. And we always talk about focuses on us, how we do things, how we operate, and it still is. I think if we'll go play the game we want to play. And the way we want to play, we can help force turnovers, and that's kind of been the case throughout the season. And we got to do a better job of just punching at the football. The ball's in the air. We got to do a better job of going and getting it. He doesn't put it in harm's way, but you got to put him under pressure situations. And if you can get a lead on a team like this, then you force him to be a little bit more of a drop-back pass. A lot of his pass game is play action, throwing wheel routes out of the backfield, or wide, tight end hides going back, or a quick game. So it doesn't really have to sit back there and drop back pass. If you could make him sit back there and get him in third and long or a situation where they're behind in the game and make him, sit back there and drop back pass, then you get a pass rush in the face and maybe you force him to put a bad ball in the air and you have a chance to go pick one off. So all those things kind of play in a factor, and it's not just about what your defense and how they're going to create turnovers, but how your team is going to stress the other football team and put them in situations where they can be careless with the football.
Coach, around this time last year, you were preparing for Evan Simon, you're doing that again. What have you seen on film this year that has set him apart from where he was a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago we knew about Evan and knew about, you know, Temple, obviously. I think the biggest focus was on keeping our team together and make sure we played with great effort and great energy. And what you've seen Evan grow is just the decision-making that he's done over the last year and taking care of the football. Those are the two biggest things. And you've seen him use his legs more. You didn't see that a year ago. You didn't know how good of a runner he is, and he's certainly shown that. Whether it's, you know, just drop back and pass and it's not there, tucking the ball down and taking care of it and taking off, or in the zone read game, you know, just pulling it, you know, when a defensive end or whoever the quarterback player may be doesn't keep his shoulders square or does a poor job of squeezes too far, he'll pull and out-leverage you on the perimeter. So he's done a really good job of that, and I think this, what they've done offensively, what Coach Keeler's doing offensively, and Tyler doing up there is just kind of fit Evan, and they're definitely playing to their strengths right now. Yeah, I think it's the deep ball down the field. You know, I think in week one, I think I couldn't tell you exactly how many passing yards, but I think they were pretty up there, over 300. So I thought, you know, Caton was really doing a great job early in the season, taking care of the football and making good decisions and continuing to show you that he does that at times. And then here recently, I think Anthony just stretching, taking the top off of it, getting behind receivers. And that opens up the whole thing. We talked about that before, how it all goes together. The run game helps that out as well. I think early in the season, you know, game one, we didn't do a great job running the football. And we kind of, you know, progressed throughout the season. That's not just the running backs doing a better job of seeing it or hitting it, but also the O-line playing together. You know, I thought Panda did a great job of just in there another guy in there is kind of playing along. And we've had some guys kind of banged up. Bryce is out right now and hopefully get him back sooner than later. But that group up front has continued to be a strength. And we got to continue running football against Temple as well. So all that kind of goes together. You know, the fact that Anthony's kind of connecting with those guys down the field and putting it on Anthony, just giving him a chance to go run under it and getting those guys behind those guys kind of helps open up the short intermediate game as well as the run football, you know, rushing the football as well.
Coach, with Josiah Robinson, he's obviously been through a lot of injuries prior to this. What's it been like kind of seeing him come to his own this year after waiting time?
Yeah, you know, all those guys like that, and JR is just a perfect example of guys that kind of, you know, they battle through injury throughout their career. They get caught maybe down the lineup after they had an injury or two. They're a three or a two, don't get as many reps. And all of a sudden, Josiah, you know, he's a starter for us right now and playing his tail off and playing hard. Doesn't really say much. You know, he just goes to work every single day and, you know, playing physical in there and doing a good job. So just happy for him and happy for so many others, you know. Zay McGyver's still kind of battling back right now, but hopefully get him back soon. And he can kind of add to that D-line room. You know, if you go back to game one, I thought he probably outplayed everybody in the D-line room. And certainly been missing him, so hopefully have him back soon. He's definitely trending that way. But JR has been a bright spot. And, you know, obviously last game I think was the first game we were out without Rashid. Reason at corner. You know, hopefully have him back end of the season here. But some other guys I thought stepped up, did a good job out wide. And kind of continue to do that by committee. So all those older guys, you know, just battling around, kind of, you know, earning their right to play, earning their reps, and then taking the advantage of them. And it truly is next guy up, next man up. You know, we talk about selfless guys all the time. And I think if you look at J.D. Lampley, is a guy that started on the edge early in the season. We've had to move him inside, and he's doing whatever he can do to help the team. You know, and that's the type of guys you want. Brock Spalding's another one that's, you know, he's not worried about all these other factors out here. He's worried about how can I help the football team. He plays inside, plays outside. He runs the football. He blocks on the perimeter. He chases the football. Panda just mentioned, selfless, chases the football. And those are guys, you know, they can be contagious. More and more guys kind of follow that step of being selfless, playing their tails off, running the football, and help us win football games. We talk about November and keeping November a month to remember for our fans and our program. And it really just starts, we talked to our team this morning, it starts about how we do things and doing the little things better than anybody else and the way we prepare. And we got to continue to do that every single day. This time last year, we talked about focusing on each day, making that the most important day and winning the day each day. And it's really no different now. And that's how you win on Saturdays, just win on Mondays, win on Tuesday, win on Wednesday. So we got to be locked into that all week and do a great job of preparation with that.
Coach, you mentioned earlier you're going to see multiple different fronts from this team, and as you mentioned, you're banged up on the offensive line side of things. How important has these 16 days been to work on, hey, how do we block this against the three-man front as opposed to a four-man?
Yeah, I think, you know, the good thing about this point in the season, you've seen a little bit of everything. You know, you've seen the three-high safety look from Coastal early in the season. You see an odd front. You know, throughout the season as well, you've seen even mostly from Tulsa. So you've seen some variations there. They're going to package some things up, roll some guys in and out, and do a really good job with it. So at this point in the season, though, you've seen the looks. You can coach off, hey, it's the same as what you saw in the Coastal game. Hey, it's the same as what you saw in the Tulsa game. Hey, it's the same as what you saw, you know, back in Army game. So all those kind of add to it. You know, obviously, each and every week you expect defenses to be better and better. And certainly Temple is. So it does help with that and some recall there and kind of moving forward with how we do things. So, but at the same time, you know, you're looking at all those three different packages and really different looks. It does give you time to prepare for those looks.
Seen some more trickery on special teams and games this year than previous years. Just how important has it been to get creative on that side of the ball?
You know, I think it's just who we are, what we're about, and, you know, not just special teams, but offensively, defensively. We always want to be attacking. We always want to be the aggressor. We always want to go get it and put our foot on the gas, whatever it may be. Well, defensively, like for me and Coach Aldridge, that's like, hey, let's go put pressure on. Let's go have 10 TFLs. Let's go have 5 sacks. And you can't do that by not bringing pressure, not bringing guys, or not playing vertical up the field. You know, offensively, we want to hit big plays down the field to Anthony Smith. Well, you can't do that if you're not going to take shots. And you can't put a defense under stress if you're not going tempo and do some things like that, or motion and formation and speed huddle breaks and all those type of things. So the special teams just fits into that. You know, how do we want to take advantage of the other football team and help us win football games? Be aggressive on special teams, whether it's a surprise onside kick, you know, a little pop pass, whatever it was, against Tulsa and Tulane there, or if this is a fake looking back at game one. So all those things kind of help play a factor in who we want to be and be aggressive, and maybe push the other team in kind of reaction mode. And we definitely don't want to react; we want to attack. So that's just kind of our mindset in all three phases and how we want to be as a football team. I think you've seen that in how we've attacked fourth down throughout the season, and I think there's, you know, obviously there's analytics to tell you to do certain things, and there's also gut feelings to tell you to do certain things, and you got to do what's best for your football team to help you, you know, win games. I think fourth down is an area where we've got to be a little better. We've been really good on third down. We got to carry that success over to fourth down and make sure we go finish drives and give ourselves opportunities to go put some more points on the board.
Coach, I saw you picked up a pretty big recruit over the break. Yeah. What does Rowdy Harrell show you on the
field? Yeah, so Rowdy is ready to get Rowdy and Dowdy, and certainly adds another family member to the house. And she was at practice day and running around. I think she might be the real QB1 out there. Don't tell Kate that. But yeah, that's been a lot of fun just for our household, and you know, waking up in the middle of the night, it's like you have another baby out there. But I was just talking to our coaches this morning. We do a thought of the day, and I was telling them about what's going on in our household and Rowdy and those things, and talking about, you know, the teaching to a new pup, or how you bring along and train a new pup. It's really like the same teaching and some of the things you do for our players, and positive reinforcement, and the man who think he can't and the man think he can are both right. And just positive reinforcement our players, so when it comes time to make a play, they know they can make that. And you build that confidence, you build that reinforcement through reps and practice, and we've done that and feel really good about where we're at, and, you know, really excited about the new pup as well. My daughter's going to turn her into a house pet. I'm trying to turn her into a hunting dog, so we'll see who wins that one. I got a feeling I know who's going to win. All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, Keelan, just what's the bye week been like, man, to kind of reset mentally and, you know, for the stretch run and everything?
Yeah, it's been good being able to just reset mentally, physically. You know, Coach has been taking care of us. Our coach has been taking care of us. Just being able to come back out last week and just, like, get a few practices in, go back over, you know, the materials that, like, we need to focus on. And then also, like, focusing on Temple, getting that week ahead of them and just being able to just go out there and just, you know, reset and things like that.
When you watch the Temple tape, what jumps out to you about them?
We went back and watched kind of like the Tulsa games and a lot of the other games. But honestly, like defensive-wise, they have pretty good defense. I mean, but I feel like we have a better offense. Like, we're going to go out there, play explosive, be consistent, and make plays down the field and, you know, run game too.
How much offensively is it right now? Just y'all
kind of have to worry about yourself doing what y'all do and not obviously you got to scout the opponent, but if y'all play to your potential, you feel like you can put up points.
Yeah. I mean, just honestly, just everyone playing together, you know. I feel like that's something that we kind of like just struggled on throughout the season, just being, but this game, just being able just to have that 1% mentality and just go out there and play all together and just stack days and just allow everybody just to be confident each other and be confident with the next person and just go out there and make plays, honestly.
When you guys have a game like you had, you're coming off of where the offense was hitting on every level, running game, passing game, like how much confidence do you gain from that moving forward?
Honestly, just got to go back and just have that 1% mentality. You know, just because we're coming off a win doesn't mean anything. Like, we're going into conference play. Or we're still in conference play, but one thing that Coach Earl always says is remember November. So having that mindset and just going out there and just being 1-0 each and every week.
So. How do you keep the being ready for game speed with this long of a layoff? How do you try to do that?
Honestly, just – I mean, it was 16 days, but honestly, to us, like, we're ready. Like, I mean, 16 days mentally, having a break, physically having a break. But you can see everybody in the locker room having that urge. Like, we're ready to get back. We're just ready to play again and just ready to just go out and, you know, go undefeated this November and just get to the championship.
You know, both teams coming into this only have one loss in conference. Have you guys talked about the importance of winning these games against the other top conference teams?
Yeah, so one thing that, you know, also Coach Earl always says is remember November again. And just honestly, just like taking a game day by day, I mean game by game. And honestly, like, each game is important, every game is important, but just being able to focus on one opponent at a time and just going out there and just being whoever steps in front of us.
We always hear about creating your own energy when you go to a place like this where there's going to be, you know, it's only going to be less than 20% full. How do you create your own energy?
I mean, you see in the locker room, like, all of us hype each other up, you know, we're playing music, just always just gassing each other up. And honestly, like, that's the big thing that I love about this team is the brotherhood that we have. And we're always, like, picking each other up, always, like, telling each other, like, always hard on each other, but also, like, supporting each other, telling each other good job, great job, and things like that. So, like, bringing our energy, bringing, like, our swag to the game is just something that we always have.
Are you excited to play in the Eagles Stadium, though?
Yeah, that's exciting. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan, but, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
What's going on with the defense, man? Dallas,
I don't even talk about it.
Kevin, he's a Broncos fan.
Your role with this team, obviously you played some receivers, so you get that, you know, recovery on the onside at Tulane. Just how are you kind of embracing doing a little bit of everything?
Honestly, just remaining confident, you know, and just trusting God's timing. Like, I can't, you know, force anything, but honestly the best thing I can do is go out there, be a leader, go out there, support my teammates, and continue to just work to my time and just be confident in that. So that's one big thing I'm focused on.
It's your guys' first game without being under the lights. It's going to be a little bit different going into week 8.
I mean, yeah, because the only games we've been playing is 7:30 games, but, like, that 2 o'clock game is, like, we're excited for that. Finally, just be able to just go out there, kick butt, and just get back home and just celebrate that win.
How about the day of the week? Are you excited to be off the Thursday schedule and back to Saturday?
Yes. I mean, the Thursday schedules were, like, it was fun, but, like, I'm so used to, we're all so used to playing Saturdays and just being able to just go out there and play Saturdays.
So. Awesome. Appreciate it, Keith.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Ryan, how is this, you know, these 16 days off are going to be for the next game? How's it been to rest up a little bit?
Nah, it's been good. Good way to, you know, like, bring the team back together, you know, like halfway through the season. So it's good. It's good to bring the team back together with the 16 days and also get recovery, though. So you need that recovery, like, especially when you're banging up every rep. So you need that good recovery for 16 days. And I think that's what Coach Harrell's been doing, trying to get our legs back together, trying to get our body back together, you know, also with our mind right by giving us, you know, some time off and stuff like that.
How do you keep game speed when you're kind of getting some downtime, too? Is it, is it in practice you have to simulate it as much as possible?
Yeah, you got to – well, you still got to put the work in, like, even, like, on the bye week. So, like, nothing changes week by week, no matter if we have a game or not. So, like, the speed in practice and the speed of the way we do things, like, don't ever switch up. So it's just really, like, that's going to come, like, just natural, like, of how we all already just do things.
This Temple offense is averaging 33 points a game. As a defense, is that something you kind of get motivated for to go up against an offense that's had so much success?
I mean, we just go out there and play our game, you know. We don't really get into, like, stats or, like, what they've been doing and stuff like that. We just got to play better than what we did the week before. So we just play 1-0 mentality and go out there and just do our best.
Coming off one of the best games that you've had individually in the last thing against Tulsa. But, I mean, how are you looking to try to get that performance and try to recreate that for the rest of the season?
Mm-hmm. You know, just keep going, keep working. Last little stretch right here in my senior season. So I'm just trying to put my head down and work. You know, I left a lot of plays out there this season. So I'm just trying to make up for this last little stretch in November.
You guys saw these guys a year ago. However, new coaching staff, they've added some wrinkles in the offense. Are you guys watching any at all of last year's film against these guys, or with the new staff, is it totally on this year?
I mean, you know, we got to watch what you can watch. So we're watching a little bit of everything right now just to make sure, you know, we feel every little area that we need to.
You know, you and Julian have played off each other really well this year at outside linebacker. How has it been kind of seeing him grow?
It's been good. Like, Julian Davis, big, strong dude. Like, Jill is one guy, like, I'm going to be excited to come back and watch next year. Like, him, Dylan and Landon, like, you know, those are all great guys that I'm going to be excited to come back and watch next year. Jill's been doing great, like, with the transition from linebacker to rush. I feel like he did it. He transitioned very well. I feel like he came in, you know, working. He wanted to learn, like, how things work and stuff like that. So I feel like he's been doing good, though. Like, I feel like it's not a drop-off, like, from the ones, the starters, the 2, 3, stuff like that. I feel like ain't no drop-off.
Coming off the Tulsa game, you guys made some plays, but at the same time, they scored a bit at the end. Mm-hmm. What do you think you guys can do to kind of close things out and just seal games?
Little things. Mental mistakes, you know, just mental mistakes and little things. That's all we got to do. Just fix those, and I feel like we'll be good.
This is a team that doesn't turn the ball over, so they, you know, lead the conference in turnover margin. But what are you seeing on film that makes them so good in that category? And what do you guys think you can do to disrupt that?
Well, you know, that they do a good job protecting the ball, making sure, you know, they ain't giving the ball up. But as you watch film, you know, you'll start to see, like, little traits and stuff, you know. So hopefully they turn it over a lot.
You know, playing in an NFL stadium, I don't know how many fans will be there, but are you kind of looking forward to playing the Eagles Stadium or something?
Yeah.
Saturday?
I mean, I would be more excited if we were playing, like, a Panther Stadium, because I'm a Panther fan, or a Titans Stadium, because I'm a Titan fan, too. But, like, I think it would be pretty cool, though, like, playing in the NFL Stadium, though. I think that's pretty cool. Like, a lot of my like, cousins and, like, brothers and stuff back home, they all Eagles fans. So I think it would be cool to play in there.
You guys done a better job the last few weeks getting after the passer. What do you think? How do you think you guys have improved in that since week one?
I feel like that switch just that switch just flipped over, and just, like, we started sending us more and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, for them boys, for us to be able to pass for us, the back half had to do their job. So, you know, I feel like everybody just playing off each other. And then when you play off each other, you know, you make plays like picks, sacks, tackle for loss, stuff like that.
All right. Appreciate it.
Right
here.
Thanks,
man.
We get that mic from you.
Best of luck, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.